could be continuing Shara Bchina. Milo Perik Shlishi of Shara Bchina, Perik Kuf Hei, Daf Kuf Hei. Just finishing this piece over here. Asachal Bedarchi Oilam. Those who go around in this world as a fool, Simone Achachmi Boy, and they neglect to recognize the all signs of Chachma, Yachshevei Beisalobim, will think that this world is the place of the world, that's it. There's no outside world of this world. The only thing here is the world, because he lives here. Mochain Shiftoin thinks this is the established fact. He puts all his effort in the existence of this world. Yosim kol levova elof, and his whole heart will be dedicated for this world. All his struggle, all his toil is for this world. And he thinks, kivrotz that is ranig let konas nafshoi. He thinks that he's improving his situation, his money is becoming established, that's all. When any shoyer, and he does not imagine, Kiamoloi, all his struggle and all his work, Umoisar Kibutsoi, in all the advanced collection which he collected, the excessive collection, Yelizalosa will actually belong to somebody else. Bechayov, even in his own life, most people lose, even in their own life, what he accumulated. And this that he didn't manage to lose while he's alive, no question he leaves behind right after he dies. His alam inyan achrisoi, and he's totally neglecting to look into his future. Man works and works and accumulates and accumulates and tries to establish himself as much as possible. He wants to be secured and assured. And all he does is he's securing a second good husband to his widow wife, because he's going to die. He's going to leave behind a rich widow and everyone's going to chase her. So he prepares a competitor for himself. The more he's going to be successful, accumulating, yes, he's securing his wife with a nice second husband. What is better than a rich widow? So he worked himself into a grave.
I don't know what he asked.
is this what he says?
Shabbos.
He only works for himself. A man needs to be there.
A rich single woman.
Yeah. Manit Bubaze, to what is it compared? To back to bring a mushroom. Shnei Achim, the two brothers. Yoshim Aviyam Adomo, they both inherited a land, a piece of land, a piece of farm, Shitzichel Abda, which you have to cultivate. Chilko Yisrael Shnaim, and they divided the land, the farm, into two. And everyone got their share. But Loyalem Dovazelos, but they didn't have anything else. The father left them a farm, that's all. The Echad Mehen, one of his brothers, Daton, was a knowledgeable person, the Zoris, not a lazy one, a working person. Moshen Hefka, the other one was a fool, a lazy guy. Hadaton, this wise guy, smart fellow, really saw, ki iska bad mosa belvad, if he's only going to put in all his effort in this farm, yimna oisa masegu panososo, he's not going to make a living right now. He has to make a living immediately, can't wait until the farm will produce. Megi al tarpo, he needs us to feed his children. What did he do? He stuck it away by the Admasachir. He leased himself. He went and employed himself by somebody else, to work for somebody else, in order to make immediate Kedeshi Yichya Mishara Mola Yom Yom. He should be able to make a living on his daily wages. Because Shoy Niftar Min Avoidera Erev, as he finished his work at night, where Oisabat Mosai used to work on his own farm, Shoachas, 1 hour every night, Mishtablus Ucharitas. He put in all his weekends, all his free time. He put in to cultivate his farm. If he was capable of saving up food for an extra day from his work which he had worked on, so he could accumulate a day or two. In other words, if he was able to afford to get a vacation of his work 1 or 2 days because he had enough to survive on, he stopped working for that extra day or two which he for somebody else. He started working his own farm. Anytime he could take off from his own work because he could afford it, it took off and it worked in his own farm. He absolutely put in the biggest effort. But my soul asked him, he didn't stop doing like that. Until it fully cultivated and developed his land. When it came the time of the harvest and was taking off his fruit, his man to be also had to take of it, keep some, gather them, or so from his palace member Shona Shenis, and had made nice living the second year. And then he stopped working for somebody else. And he worked only in his field as and ever he wanted. And he added trees, added orchards. Until all the growth of this land was enough for his own panosa, they still even left him advantage, that even left him more money, and he purchased more land, and as he developed and developed, became richer and richer in less and less of work. This was the smart man. So why was he smart? Because he realized he has to make immediate living, so he worked for somebody else, but all the free time he invested in his own land for the future, eventually retired. However, Al-Haksil, this foolish brother, the other one, he had the same piece of land. He got the other half of the farm. Kim Shriyora thinks he knew Shabbat Mosai that if he's going to work in his land, in his farm, Timna Aim is also with him as an oisov. He's not going to make a living. He knew that his farm now is not going to produce him anything. Like in the beginning, it didn't produce. It's a Zavar Agamre. He left it, he abandoned it, it didn't work. However, you have to make a living. It's mistake of living in the Avodah Sadoma. So he went working for somebody else. But he took all his earning, and his father's money, he lived from it. But didn't try to save up any money, didn't try to save up any time. It was easy going. It goes downward, pushes to the. If he had left, accumulated an extra day of food, he didn't have to work. I went to Disney World, took a vacation, was resting on the beach. Didn't think anything to invest in his own farm. It was in the times when he didn't have work, in the vacation time. He used to go to the bathhouse. The Nisher at Moshe's moment, his field, his land became was empty, devastated, like didn't grow anything. All wild growth came up on it, and he had his and his gates and his fences fell apart, looked like a mess. But also, she toughened and even the few trees which they were, came the winds and the things and the waters and washed them away. Shlomo HaMelech says, I was there, Ish Otzelovati. I went through a lazy man's field, Al Kerem Odom Chasalev, and the vineyard of a man which has no attention, pays no attention to what he has. And I went through on it, all of them were wild growing up with wild growth. Kosev Ponev Charulim, the face of the world was all filled up with the gate of Ponev Neroso and all the beautiful stone gates, all have been destroyed. The Maskil. So what's happening? You see, these two brothers, they're the same two opportunities, they're the same two farmlands. I think the first one paid attention. He also had to lease himself to work for somebody else in order to make a living. But he knew that he has his own land to invest, and he made all the free time to invest in it, and then later on he gave up his job for somebody else, and then he became rich and he worked less. And this man, all his life, had to work for somebody in order to make a living, but he worked in order to waste time. And every free time and every excess money he spent on and his land became totally valueless. For Maskil, the one who looks into this, Kashiyam Moshe, is going to focus on this Moshe, which is just his vital manner. He's going to understand the Rirasu in Yonah Chrisai, his future. Ashibesa, which is his house, the Emes, the Asura B'chol Yecholto, he will try to invest in his own household as much as he can. And when he's working on it, when he's investing in his own homes, in his own life, in his own time, also you do not see pay. That's what the reason the lazy man didn't do it. Yasa, lo, you will do it just with the same dedication, just like work for somebody else for a salary. Anytime he does something for his own world, now he has to exist for his existence. He will do it just like he works for somebody else. How much he has to do to sip it, only how much is necessary, but he will do no more. Because you know, all the free time is to invest for his real world to come. We are the ones which we inherited. כל ישראל יש להם חלק לעולם הבא. תויר הציב עלון עם מוישה, מראשו, כאילו סוכר. מוישה רבינו, גבר את התויר, מראשו, which is inheritance for Yaakov. All of us inherited תויר and for the world to come. Every one of us have a חלק לעולם הבא, but has to be cultivated, has to be developed. But we have no time to develop it immediately and cultivate them because we have to make a living here. We have to survive. So obviously we have no choice. We have to rent ourselves, lease ourselves. We have to be employed in this world for what? Just to exist. Just to make bare enough to live, to exist. But we have to remember our real assets, our real values is the world to come. This is really our field. So we work. We have to spend time. We go to business. We have to spend time with physical materialistic things in order to survive here, but that's not our goal of life. And all the free time, every day which we could save up, we don't waste them. We take off the work from this world, where we supposedly get paid, and we invest in our world to come. And although we don't see yet the growth, but at least we know we invest. And the more you invest, the sooner, then eventually, we have the payers by the Mazay, eventually it even gives us also in this world the reward. But this lazy fellow, this fool, the foolish fellow, since it doesn't see the immediate return which is investing in the world to come, so all he's doing is existing and all the free time he's wasting. But still, in this fool, those are two things, the opposite. He's only busy with his own investment now. He wants to get more accomplished here. And Ms. Alam Yonachis doesn't think about his future. As the Chochem said in his example by the fool, and I looked in this field, Oshis Libra, I put it to my heart, and I saw it, Lokachti Musa, Let Musa. When I saw this field of this lazy man, the way it's being ruined, I took Musa to learn that maybe I'm doing the same thing, ruining my own world to come. I'm letting it neglect. And it gets getting lost just because I'm busy in my existentialism here.
And what was the hemshich in Shar Bechina of this concept of we started saying that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives exactly what creatures need?
The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives what he needs, and plus he gives him chokhmah and intellect. Uh-huh. And this is exactly what we have to realize while being here, that it cannot be the whole reason why we are here in just to invest them only for existence. Because nobody stays with it. Everyone loses it. Elamai, you are here to accomplish and to acquire the future. And future. But if you have to spend time, at the same time that you have to make a living here too, fine, do it. But all the free time, the focus should be always on the future. Perek Rivi, the fourth perek. Achkama simon chokhma bebriyim. What are all the signs by the creatures, Ashenu chalik chomev, which you really could take a handle and test them. The Noemai will say, Kipinas HaChokhma, the coldness of the wisdom of Kiyomis Bibrim, which exists in the creatures, the Rav Menem Tov, the multitude of their kinds, the Shem, and their individualities. I mean, the most divided topics which we have to analyze them separately, I would say Sheva. There are seven. Seven types. Achas Meheno, one of them is, and he starts counting to seven. Simen haChokhma nira b'shor she'oilam v'sedoysa. The first thing, well, let's analyze the Chokhma which could be seen in the root of the world, in the foundation of the world. B'roseini, when we look at the world, amida so'ores v'emsa, when the world, the earth, is in the center, v'mayim smuchim lo l'mala m'meno, and the water is surrounding the earth, Avi is Somich Lehem, and the next is the air, the Eish Lamala Mikulam, and fire is above them. I mean, the structure is earth, water, air, fire. Those are the four elements, and everyone is heavier, though. The lightest one is the fire, next is burning up the oxygen, then is the air, and then is water, and the lowest is the earth. On Mishkal, to the weight, Vishir, Loishtar, Mendova, and they never will change the role. They have these four elements, and this is what it is. Kol Echad Mehem Shoked Al Mekoymoy. And every one of these four elements is continuously busy on his position, Amis Yachadbo, which is specialized in, Amugbulo, which is limited to him, Vayom Oimed, the ocean stands, Vamayim Asurim Mitoch, and the waters are locked up in the ocean, they don't spill over. The Yavir is Gevura, they will never overextend, they're never going to go break through their limitations. The Imiyem Galav is Tarul Choysaf, even his waves and the winds will really mix him, storm him, and you see this big waves comes to the end of the shore. Kama Shekosta, like the Pasuk says, Be'esh Boy Olaf Chuki, I'm going to break on him, I'm going to compel him, my law, my statue, the ocean, for Osim B'riach Udlosayim, I'm going to make hinges and locks and doors on the ocean. And I tell him, up by Savoy, until here you could come, but I say, you can't give in advance even a foot mare. Poor Yoshis, be going alech, and here you have to break with strength your gal, how do you call it, gal?
Wave.
You know, when you see and you watch it on the real wild ocean side, when you look at the ocean, when it's really wild, storming, you see the waves that come with such a big impact, with such a toll, going with such a speed, it breaks in anything. It comes to the end of the world, it breaks and it quiets it down. This is going all like a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "At poi sova, till here you could come, and poi you have to break. Here you have to break your waves." But Omar says the process of Amidas Hashemayim word says that for Hashem established heaven and earth. Lo oilam Hashem devolcho nitzav Hashemayim, forever Hashem, your words are establishing the heavens. The doyer v'doyer minusachos, every generation is your trust. Kananto Eretz, you establish the earth, the time where you stand. Mishpatecha Omdei Yom, and to your laws is Omdei Yom, is established. Ki Hakol Avedecha, all of them, all of the existence of all the Bruim are all in listening to you, because all are your slaves to fulfill your orders. You tell them exactly where to be and what to do. Kuma Shizokha Dovid Ola Sholem, where he's listing all the beautiful roots and nature of all the natural things that everyone has his position. So you see this beautiful organization, and you see how this organization is exactly following into the roots, which Hashem is like, you see, Gewaldige Chochma, the way the things are being set up. But Pinochet is the other second angle which we could analyze the Chochmah of the Bria. Simen HaChochmah, you see all the signs of Chochmah Nira B'mina Odom, which you see in mankind. Ashu Oilam HaKotmah is like a small world. Ashu Boya Shlomas Sidra Oilam, but through him is being completed all the Seder of the world. The Yofya, the beauty of the world, the Ziyunai, and the feedingness of the world, the Tmimusa, and the completeness of the world. Man is the Oilam HaKotmah, is a small world. And he's really the one who's finalizing, complementing all the other parts of this world. Elav Romas David, Olav Asholam, Tihimat Rav David HaMelech, was Meramez, Ba'omri says, Hashem Adonaini, Uma'ad Shimcha B'chol Ha'oed. Hashem, our Master, our great is your name in the whole world. Through whom is carried the name of Hashem in the whole world? Through this man, which you recognize Hashem, which is the Olam Kotz. And you see, the same thing which you learned in the Simone HaChochmah, there's rules and regulations about the water where it should be, the fire where it should be, and the earth, and the ocean, and the air, and everything is continuously working with their limitation, and nobody could break through from the barriers one to the other. So is the man. The man has his limitations. And a man cannot overpass, and he could bypass, and he cannot ignore all these rules and regulations which Baruch Hu had instilled in the natural, physical part of the man. It means it's governed by a nature which Hashem is running on a continuous base. But Shlish is in the third angle of Chochmah, which we have to analyze. Simen HaChochmah Nere Bar Kovas Odom, the Simen HaChochmah which you see in the combination of the man.
What were the first two then?
One was in the world. The first one was the world. Yeah, the earth, the water.
Natural science.
Natural science, yes. The second is the man, which is compared to small world, which in overall also is decided that the man is the completion of the world. The whole beauty of the world is only through man. The man is only giving Ma'ad Shimcha V'chol Ha'oretz, how great is you, name in the whole world, the name is only fulfilled through the man. The man is the one who's completing the world. And now it's coming about
the noticing that man, or noticing that man is the completion of the world that we observe.
The simen chokhmah in the man, the completeness of the man, the chokhmah which is in the man, is actually fulfilling and completing also the beauty of the world. Mm-hmm. The world without inhabitants of man would be totally worthless. Totally worthless. If we're a jungle, a midbar, that no man is going there, it's a midbar. It hasn't got any kedusha, it hasn't got any value. Therefore, nothing grows, no spirituality, no physics, no materialism, nothing there, because there's no man. Oyen ayin, lava de sadoma. Odom ayin, there's no man who should cultivate the earth, so therefore nothing is a material mitzvah, they cannot grow. There's no goal, there's no purpose. It's like a car without the owner, without the driver, stranded in the garage. It's worthless, it's nothing, it has no value. A car is here to drive, the world is here to use. And who is using it, who is completing it, who is appreciating it, is the man. Shlishis, the third angle which you analyze, the Chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Simen HaChokhmah Nele Bar Kovetz Odom, you see a man is put together. The structure of man, the Chivir Gufay, how his body, the Koyfer Snapshot, his soul, the Ora Sechel, in the light of his wisdom, Shiyichad Oysa Boy, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu specialized the man differently from all the animals, made advantage for the man above all other creatures, live creatures, which they don't talk. In this respect, is compared to a big world, Nimsha Olav, and it's compared to Shrosha Vesvadai, so it's all its roots and all the foundation. Elav Romas, Eev Va'amrai, this is Eev said in the Posse, Haloik Cholav Tatecheni, just like milk. You had melted me, like cheese, yet structured me, like becoming hot. So before you just like milk, like liquid, and then you became flesh and bone. Then oribosar, then take on the bone, with the skin and meat. You dress up the bones with the skin and with meat. With so much forgiving to soy chachemi, and then you're extending me, stretching me, formulating me with bones and with gidim. Chaim v'chesed is Yisri Modi. You made a life. You gave me life. You made chesed with me. Pkidosko shamer ruchi. And you lose. Whatever you told me, you had preserved me. Maruach. This is the neshama. You gave also in this body. In the end, you put in the neshama. But it is the fourth angle of the chokhmah. Simen chokhmah is the min sharcha. Then you start evaluating all the other living creatures, with the animals. Mikatanam, from the smallest, ad gedolam, to the biggest. Mehem, those animals, hama oifer, those who fly, the little flies, asoiche, and those little ones, the small ones who crawl on the world, the zoichel, and then the crawling, the shrotzim, those who go with four legs. You see, it's chalchus tzuroisam, according the division of the looks, the midoisam, and the style, the shimusham, and what they accomplish, what they do, vano osam, etolasam, ba'oilam, and what is the pleasure, and what is the benefit which the world has from them. Kama sheniske b'mane, shechich ba'boi resiyev. Just like it's mentioned that the Kosh Baruch Hu had answered to Eev, Kiriloiro, is not to wake him up. And when Eev was complaining that Hashem is neglecting him, so Hashem answered him, Mi yochin the oirev tzedoi. Who prepares for the oirev, how do you call the oirev? The raven. His food. Ki lodov el eli shaveyu, because his children are crying out to God. It's, you know, the Gemara says, the oirev is a very brutal, very brutal, very cruel to her offspring, and she abandons them, totally she abandons them. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu really feeds the offspring of the raven. This is called the Achzer, Mis Achzer Abonov Al Ishto Abonov Ka'oirev. What it says, the Talmud Chochem is cruel to his wife and children like the Oirev. Why? Because the Oirev is just the one, this raven that has this cruelty, that she abandons her own little children and they cry out, the children, they cry for food, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is feeding them. He's bringing flies into their mouth. Mamas, they come into their mouth and they're feeding them.
I think they have a different color. So the
don't recognize it.
And then another animal, another bird comes and feeds them.
And also the other things which was told to you of the all the different animals which you see in the midbar, in the big desert, the yamiyos, you see it in the ocean. And the fifth simen hachokhmah is a little bit smokhmah, which you saw in the growing element, in the tropic, in
how to call it, tropical thing. When you find them, everything is prepared for the benefit of the man. Often it's aloysa. In the old styles of the advantage of them, as chalkas to them, they are divided in all different natural things, with gamer kochoisam, and all the structure called skira kadmoinim is a frame in kviyas sagosam. As the kadmoinim already mentioned it in the Sforik, Moshe Kotel Posik says, Dabar ala eitzim in eres, Shlomo Melech was so wise, was capable of having a communication, a language, min eitzim in eres, he spoke to the trees from the cedar trees, Ashwavona, Rab Ezra, Shiyotzu Bekir, until the little grass which grows on a wall. In other words, you see from here, there's a certain special message, there's a certain special individual intellect, even in the growing elements, they understand certain things. Shlomo Melech was capable of speaking to this growing element, how to communicate with them. This means they have a certain communication language. And this is a lot of chokhmah. And you see, they all carry the old, they have the oldest medicines with vitamins, with healing things. And once you know it, that every little grass has a special, unique goal. Mashiach is in the sixth Simen HaChokhmus, and Ereba Chokhmus, and Molochas, and Pulis, and Shechinim HaBoyre. In all the works, in the Chokhmus, which HaKadosh Baruch had prepared, L'Odom to the men, L'Shlomis Takanos, which people could create with artistic work, scientific work. And everything is done, L'Shlomis Takanos, to complete his existence, Siboy Steir of Chukoy, and to be able to make a living, Shato, as all the other benefits, Akoylis, Hamis Boydidas, which come out collectively for mankind or individually for mankind. Who had established in the kidney chokhmah? So the Chloes Meyafis usually said that, you know, advice you get from you through your kidneys. So who had invested in your kidneys chokhmah that you should be able to guide you what to do? Or me Nosal Sechrivino, who had given for the heart wisdom, who had given it? Omar Kashem Yitan Chokhmah, because Boch is the one who invested Chokhmah in Mipiv, from his mouth, Davs, or Tvunu comes Seichel in Davs. And if you analyze it, the way people are gifted with all these beautiful things, you get inspired. Shviz, in the seventh angle of Chokhmah, is Simen Chokhmah, Haneda Bekviyas HaTorah. Chokhmah, which you see, if you convey yourself to learning Torah. You become dedicated of learning Torah in a steady way, Sachukim, in the statue of Torah, Labad Bohem, and to work Aboyre, to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sa'av, Nagia Bohem, to reach HaShoyket Elohim, those who continuously develop in Torah, Ranoi Soilem Azeh, Riyad, that you get immediately benefit here in this world, with the Gmul Oilem Abo Ba'achris, and also see the benefit in the world to come. Everyone wants to see what Torah gives a man in this world. Tonight, when you're going to go to the Sima Shas, and you see 20,000 people that admire Torah, and you see the simcha, and you see the inspiration, and you see the excitement of the bedolim, of the tzaddikim, which what Torah gives. And what does it give you? It doesn't give you everything. What does it give you? Learn the dafyam, learn the gemara every day. As you say, kehem chayini v'ayil chameini v'hem nege yom avaloi, you see that immediate benefits, immediate reward. You don't see the check, but you have the result of the check. The physical things, you see the check, but you don't see the result. The result is only cave, only hurt and disappointment. We work to make money, we take the money, we spend them, and after that, we're back to square one. And so it's the opposite. It's all, we work, you don't see anything coming, but you have everything. It gives a certain fulfillment. So it gives you this world, and the Gmul Olam Abo Achas, and plus it gives you a beautiful reward. Moshe Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shimu Shema Elai. Listen to me, Ichl Toiv, and eat right now good, with Sanik B'desh Nafshechem. And enjoy yourself with fatness, with peace of mind, your nefesh. Hatu Oznechem, Ruchu Elai. Just give me your ears and come to me. Shimu Yitzchi Nafshechem, listen to me. And you're going to see it's going to be Machaya. It's going to revive your life. Ruchuim Bezein Yonim HaMinogim, what is also involved in Torah, is not only the Torah alone, Ele In Yonim HaMinogim HaShavim. All the Minogim HaShavim, HaShavim, the advantage of Torah is not only for us, it's also what is resulting from limited Torah and Kviyas Torah and living Torah. It also gives you a lifestyle which helps you also to improve all the other nations and the benefit of the nation.
במקום התורה, עניין העולם בלבד. And it means you can see today that all the world body, all the nations are really, they have established their civil law, has been established in the financial law. All these things have been established based on our Torah. And besides that, if we are conducting our life the way it should be a Torah life, we are mispalef and shloim malchus. We dumb for them, and therefore the whole world is benefiting this. Neymar has been said that Iki Madregas HaTeva, the level of the nature of the world, Kaok Minatoira Kamadregas Eved Madoina. I mean the relationship, the behavior of the world's relation opposite of Torah is just like the Madregas Eved Madoina, just like the servant from his master. Kikoichos HaTeva, because all of them are really servicing Torah. Kikoichos HaTeva, all the powers of nature, Hem Nahagim, they all conduct themselves Banogas Oilam in this world, Kifima Sheyeya is the Torah, according which is appropriate to Torah. Moshe Oman, like the Pesach says, Vavadatem Hashem Elokeichem, if you're going to worship, you're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Beirach Eslach Bochu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless your bread, Vimechu, your water, Vasiroi Simachu, Kirbachu, I'm going to take away diseases. That means the healthiness of this world is depending on Kim Torah Mitzvahs. The more Kim Torah Mitzvahs is fulfilling, you can see that the Torah Mitzvahs actually is mastering over this world. The world's existence depends on it. Roma, like the post says, Yoimar, Im Shemoya Tishma Lekoyim Hashem Elokecho. You're going to listen to the voice of Hashem, your God, Yosha Ba'en of Tasa, and you're going to do the straightness in his eye, you're going to go in the straight way, with Zamtel Mitzvahs, you're going to listen to his Mitzvahs, Shemarta Kol Chukah, and you're going to preserve all the statutes of the Torah without any exceptions, is then, is kolam machlo, then all the diseases, all the sicknesses, asher shamtu b'mitzrayim, which I put into Mitzrayim, lo osim alecha, I'm not going to put on you, keni Hashem refecha, I'm your healer. Through what am I healer? Through your Torah. In other words, even when nature demands a certain situation, and you go into certain, you get exposed to certain bacteria, to certain virus, so nature demands you should get sick, but so actually in nature you have to become sick, but there is immediately Ani Hashem Rafecho, I'm their healer. Torah is a healing process. In other words, we are the positive, we have been invested in this world where we have to be here and there affected by the poison of the world, which this is something of Mitzrayim. The world is materialism, and there is something in Mitzrayim, there is such a fact, you have diseases, you have all kind of problems. But if you, in order to be immune to this exposure which I have exposed you, you would only do it if you feel yourself with Torah, because then Hashem Rafecha. If you respond to Kol Chukos, it's an antibiotic, not that first you get sick and then you get healed. It's an immunization that you shouldn't get sick to begin with. But Rabbi Mekir, I mean, you know, I'm answering the deal because Hashem says, all the machlos and sam losim alecha, ken Hashem refecha. If I'm not putting, why does Hashem have to heal you? Why do we need a rofe? If you don't get sick to begin with, why do we need a doctor? And the answer to that is, that actually the world is built so that you have to get sick. You're compelled to get sick. But since, just like nature compels to get you sick because you live in an exposed situation to bacteria and viruses, but you have to know there's an immediate doctor built in, which is Shmira Torah Mitzvahs, Keni Hashem Rafecho, that preserves you. Yesh Mishu Seve Mamer HaChocham, there is others who interpret the word of Shlomo Melech, who says in the Pesuk, Chochmas Bonso Beisel, wisdom had built his house, Chotz Bamadei Shiva, and established his pilas of Chochmah on seven. They mentioned here the seven styles of looking into the Chochmah of the world, to recognize Hashem in every part and every facet of the world, by analyzing the seven different elements, starting from nature to man, and to the man the way it's built, and so on and so on. So this is what Shlomo Melech says, Chochmah is one for base. If you want to build your house on the foundation of wisdom, that you want also all the time want to be aware, Chotzva Madera Shiva. He made you, he divided it in seven paths. That means you're never free of evaluating and recognizing Chochmah. Because in any situation you shouldn't be, there's always built-in teachings, teachers of wisdom of Hashem, where you could be recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu at all times. Okay.
Tomorrow be my father. We are continuing with Shalat Rishma in Perik HaChamishi, the fifth Perik of Shara Bechina, page Q Feud. Ach eze min kore veleini onu chayom lifchum bayoyser. Which kind of the elements in this world, type of research is the closest to us, which is the most obvious to us, and therefore we are most required to use it, research with them, because as we learned above, he proved from three viewpoints that we are mechuyev, we are required, we are responsible, and any given available lecture to utilize, in other words, the world and the events in the world, what takes place in the world, everything is a lecture. Everything has to look at it a certain insight. It teaches you something. The more obvious it is, the more evidence it is, the more you require to take note of it and not to let it ignore it. So therefore, when it starts with him, it says, where, in what kind is the most close to us, the most obvious to us, that the onu chayovim, therefore we are required, lifchom bo yoyser, we have to more use it, more to utilize it. Noima, we would say as follows. Kabchine b'chol echod mehem. We've learned above yesterday that the four elements in this world, fire, and the air, the water, and the earth, the b'chine is in every one of them. But anything which you come in contact with, you have to be chuyev to be bechin. Ima tzerech erev godo, if we are more required, we are more compelled to be with that element, we are more in contact with that element, on chiyom olif chaboy, yoyser, akorev yoyser godo lo. Anything which is more close to us, more evidence that we are more required. Who siman ha-chokhme, what is the most close to us? Siman ha-chokhme nir v'min ha-odam. Obviously, the more the siman ha-chokhme which you see in a man, ha-sho'el ma-kotem, which is the small world, is the first requirement to research. As opposite they do today. What do they do today? Today the world is a very scientific world, a very researching world. They have to know what's going on the Mars, what's also going on the Moon. Is the man on the planet of the Moon? Is the man on Mars? That's the question which bothers the people. And yet, not only they don't know if it's the man on this planet, did they take note of man on this planet, but even didn't discover himself as a man on this planet. He's worrying about, is there a man on Mars? At the time when he didn't prove, is there a man down here? What are you? So the first one, discover, are you a man or not? What are you? What for are you? Now that is ignored, because he has to research the man on the planet. So the closest one, and the most evidence one, is first to research in the mina olam, in the mankind. Asher hu ha'olam ha'kot, you are the small world. We are Siva Kroiva, and he's the most reason, the most closest reason, our boy, Sayyidina Magoyan Lazavich, why the world has been created? The world has been created for you. Chai Vodam Loyman Bishvili, never a man has to say for you, the world has been created. So that's the first requirement which you have to. I spoke yesterday in our school. I spoke about the mitzvah in Ahavas Yisroel, to love a Jew. That's Sfira Soymer, Ahavas Yisroel. Shemahavah Kokosh, every morning in Sfira, Shemahavah Kokosh, Shemahavah Kokosh, Zemzeh. Tamidim of Rekiva had not respected each other. So imagine a man does tshuva, he wants to become a Ohev Yisrael, wants to become a Jew lover. So he's learning and preparing to become a Ohev Yisrael. So what is he going? He's looking for the first good Jew whom he could really love. So how do you start? So I wish I could find a good hungry Jew, a big time Chochem, or an old 100-year-old vegetable which I could make chesed, I could be Ohev Yisrael. But at the same time, you refuse to see the first Jew which you could love. And who is the first Jew who you're meeting?
but you could be would fulfill the mitzvah is yourself. You're the first Jew. Okay, honor to love a Jew. So who are you? You're the first one you come in contact with. It's always a tendency, always look, always go there. You ignore the me that are credible of the years. They want to be the most close to you. You want to be already so fine, start with yourself. Come on, you. You're researching what's going on there. They're the first to share a mankind, and a mankind, the first man. And the first man you research, the oil of cotton, the small world, which the whole global world has been made for you, is you. Research there. We are required to look into Vascholos Odom in the beginning of the man. So if we start with myself, I have to look at that my. And again, this is again a very global mistake where people, what different we miss, we almost research things and we start at a certain level, we never go to the root. And therefore, we could never get a clear picture of it. Any problem which we analyze, we always take, which I always argue, people talk about Holocaust. Why in Bethlehem? You can't speak about Holocaust if you don't start from the root. What is a Bria, what is creation, what is a Jew, what is Am Yisrael, what is the Samigdash, what is a Chet. And you once you bring all those things in line, then you could talk about Holocaust. Now where Holocaust comes into the picture. And then Holocaust has a sense, as a means, and no matter how much it hurts. But without understanding these fundamental points, you can talk about Holocaust. Same thing, see, the Chavasur taught us that in order to research and to find the Shara B'china, is the first you have to research with the closest element, with the closest to which is you, is a man. And okay, you're convinced to talk about myself, talk about researching about myself, about yourself, you have to start from your root. And that's what he says. The Chayyobim Oni, the Ayam, we are required to be Ma'ayanit, Vascholos Odom, the way the man originated, the Maratoi, the way he was born. Vascholos Odom, he originated in the mother's womb. As he was born, as his parts have been connected, as his organism has been combined, with the altoi and the benefit in every one of his organism has a tremendous benefit and the need. But and the need, the requirements which brought him to make alat selam asheru, and the tzeirich of the aver of this organ, the need of it, which is complementing to make him to tell him the image whatever he is. In other words, the Gvaldiger point is that take a car, take a part of the car. Now if you're gonna take the bumper. The bumper is a part in a car, but is it a part which makes the car? No, I saw cars without bumpers too. The car is a good car. Could ever it's an addition. It's protecting the car. It's decorating the car. It's an addition to the car, but it's not a part of the tzelem of the car. It's the image of the car, the quality of the car. It's not. A man is not so. This is a very important part that you have to know. I'm giving a very very important part. There's a mitzvah shema. I'm talking down to us. There's a mitzvah shema to nafshasechem. Watch for your life. Who is your life? He has Italia Gabriel. You have 613 organisms. Now, when you take 613 organisms, if a man, I would ask a simple aloha. What would be if a man says, "Give me $100,000, chop off my finger"? I could live without a finger. Are you allowed or not allowed? Are you allowed to trade off? Why not?
Oh, I know that there's some kind of halacha not to marry yourself.
Yes, yes. No, that's a different reason, because you're mourning on a debt, you're mourning on this. Give me $100,000, give you a finger. Just for the fun of it. For $100,000, why not? You don't need the finger, it could go over there. The finger is not used. Just give him a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a benefit. Beside the point, this is I'm giving in the deeper sense, this is Tzorech HaMevi, La Soysa, this organism, this aver is needed to make La Soysa Ala Tzere Mashahu. Which is the Tarek Averim, the Tarek says the Chaim Vital, the Sharek Dusha, is the Tzelem of the Tarek Mitzvahs. In the Tarek Mitzvahs is called Kaviyochel Bakudish Boch, the Zoyra Kudish calls the Tarek Mitzvah, the Tarek Averi de Malka, the 613 organism of Melech Malka Melech Malka Kudish Boch, the 613 detail formation, forms, the Kaviyochel Bakudish Boch, which we don't know what it is. And we have been created with Tzelem Elohim. That means first Salmeinu, first we got a Tzelem, the physical body, And then we get the spiritual, how do you call it, opposite, which is, how do you call it, spiritual
equivalent.
I wouldn't say equivalent. It's the inside, the pnimius of the Eber, which is the Tarakan. So it's when you say chop off a little thing, it's cut off Netilas Sedan, cut off Mitzvah Shliach HaKen or something like that. I could say, obviously, this Mitzvah Shliach HaKen, you could go by living without it. Shliach HaKen, you could go by living without it. But the Mishnah says in Ovis that there's no Mitzvah Kala, the Mitzvah Chemish, Yatadeh Matan Schoen Shal Mitzvahs. Yatadeh Matan Schoen Shal Mitzvahs. You don't know what. And then the Malala asks, what does it mean you don't know? You do know. You don't know. There's certain realities by mitzvahs. You know which comes first, which comes after, yet they're there. And there's a mitzvah you could go by without it any time. So how come it says, Alti mitzvah kalav, you shouldn't have a mitzvah easy because, yeah, kalav chamuri, there's no heavy mitzvah, there's important mitzvah. As he would say, watch on all your organism, the smallest to the biggest, because you don't know which is more important. Sometimes which one is important. Of course, there's a priority system. If Chassid Shalom, something has been taken, has to be taken away from you, of course you should offer the tip of your finger, the one aver of a little finger, the least needed. But if not, and just to be mezalzel, you don't know, you never know. Says we do know. We know the schar of a mitzvah. There's priority. So the Rambam puts on a very revolutionary anocha, which he says there is. There's two schar for every deed. There's two schar for every deed, and there's also two punishment for every deed. Two people being rewarded in two levels. One, every deed is a cause and effect. You make a deed here, a good deed here, it has an effect above. In that area, we have no idea what effect it has to cause. We have no idea. It's just like you're working on a computer program where the printout is totally somewhere else. You're just following order. And you have no idea, when you make this 100 types of functions there, with all 1,000 types of buttons, you have no idea what the button is doing. So that time, you in this area, you can't segregate and discriminate, this is important, this is less important, because you don't know the program, you don't know what you're producing. Tariq mitzvahs, every mitzvah has a certain impact in the organization, in the system of the Kiyuma Oilam, which we have absolute no idea of it. This is the absolute Ritzoyne Hashem, the desires of Hashem, the Targ Ritzoynois. And let's not show it to you, we have not. This is one thing that Kurish Boku will show to us what we have produced. One of the biggest surprises will be in our Meretz Hashem in the future, in the Oilam Anushomas, in Oilam Yom Shikul Shabbos, and Kurish Boku will teach us Torah, that everyone will look his own performance and he's going to be shocked to his surprises that those most little things which he had done in this world had the most effective accomplishment, and the biggest thing which he thought which he got carried away is that had a little thing to do. He had to do. And this is, that's what the Mishnah says. Then there is other level of reward. There's other type of reward which comes from totally different. There's two rewards which goes the fee according your investment, according your input, according your dedication. And with the Mishnah's assumed Tzara Agra, according your toe, or how much you invested, according to that you get reward. There's a different reward. The reward which relates to you, not relates to what you accomplish. I would say the first reward is according to the effect, and the other cause according to the cause. How much it costed you to do. Refim Tzara Agra. So that's what the Chatoira tells us, the priority system of mitzvahs. This has to, there you do know which is more important, which is less important. And obviously, the two people make a mitzvah, it could be the same mitzvah, and now, as the Maral explained, two people make two different mitzvahs. One makes a big mitzvah, very big mitzvah, in the sense of cause and effect. And one of them makes a little mitzvah in the cause and effect. And it could be that in the sense of the reward which she has to do with them, the one who makes the mitzvah gets much more rewarded in that area because it costs him more, it's much more dedication than the one who did the great big thing. So we have to, I just compare it in order to know. Because the mamash so is in the organism of a person. When we look at our organs, there's two things. Once you see the immediate reward, what gives you the finger. So over there you could rationalize what is more important, what's less important. But you can't be mezalzel, you just can't ignore it. Because it's not important to you, yeah, to idea, but this is a tzelem elokim, it's a part of the beautiful tzelem of the image, which has a counterpart. I would call it a counterpart mitzvah. That would be the part. It says a counterpart mitzvah, and just like what mitzvahs yiyat yodea, so is also in the Eberim. Therefore, you have to be makpid. For no money in the world are you allowed to trade off a finger. Yes, if chas v'sholom, you have to be sick. Then priatism, you could amputate your leg chas v'sholom just to save your life or something like that. Then there is a priatism system. But just for a sport or for money or for other thing, not one thing you're allowed to give up because it's a part of the setup. Now, if this has infinite values, the reasons of every aver, of every organ of a man, you know how much you could take one part of you and you could never finish the bechina, the research in it. You could never finish. And today science and medicine proves it, that they go crazy, it's mind-boggling to them, and they find out organisms which they used to take out, stencils and all kinds of things which they used to have in a pill, which they felt it's excessive, it was nothing for them to take. And today they always realize more and more to what extent it affects the person in the long run. And today they know there's nothing, and they go crazy from the unbelievable wisdom which they find in every little way in a person, to what extent it serves the person's health. And today the policy directly opposite, nothing should be removed unless it's absolute necessity. Because the Bechina became, and just like today, the Bechina became very deep and ripe and advanced in the world of science, in the world of physics, in the world of medicine. How about in Ruchnissi, the same thing is available. That's what we have to learn very much. That's the Bechina requirement, that every Rotzon Hashem and every status of the thing, if you look at it in, you have the Siyata Shmaya. Just like the medicine that penetrates into the body of a man and understanding it and appreciating every part of the man, so we should appreciate and understand the depth of every Rotzon Hashem, which has to do in your heart in general. But first you have to start yourself. After you finish it, we should the benefit as what the Eber is producing. In every middle, every characteristic of a man, the Koichos Nafshoi. How beautiful is to research in the middles of a person. The midas of a person actually, you know, what is it to research? I'm a Balgad. So I'm a Balgad, so what is it to research? Or how to say a Kassan, a Chakran, whatever it is, a bad midah, a good midah. Because the truth of the matter, the greatest way that Hashem speaks to you on an ongoing way, ongoingly, because Baruch continuously, you're in contact, you have a radio with Hashem. You open telephone line with Hashem on an ongoing way. Never interruption. Where Hashem says, well, obviously Hashem speaks to every Jew, to this. But how does he speak to an individual? How does the audio individual, you know, you're connected to the headquarters, and you have your CB, and you have your station, as hello, 0404, and you get messages continuously, and the next one gets 02, okay, a dispatcher. Because it's also a dispatcher to every individual person. How? Through what? How does it come through? Through your midas. Through a person, that's the most unbelievable way, most beautiful orchestrated, organized, ordering system in a man is the impulse and his inclination of his midas. The way your midas affects you and takes control over you, every midas, what it does to you, if you learn how to use it, it's a message. It's a code. Used in control. Right? If you don't know the code, you don't know what they're talking. What they're giving you, they're talking French to you. They have codes. The midas is the codes. All of a sudden, something reacts in you. It's a midas. Where is it coming from? All of a sudden, some midas reacts to you. If you learned how to, what's the message of the midas? It's the most beautiful. You immediately have to counter react. So, if Hashem, you are here, send your Adam with a rocket here in this planet. Have to fulfill a mission. So don't, never mind, I'm going to order you. So what do you have to do? All of a sudden, you're getting angry. All of a sudden, yeah. What is it? You get angry, but you're not supposed to be angry. So you have to work, so you have to become kind, you have to be polite, you have to do it. You have to think to tranquil your anger. So you have to think about it. Pshat is, if you counteract this media of chaos, of anger, but all of a sudden you got angry, it's pshat, you're not working on it because not to be angry. Kodesh Baruch Hu made you angry in order to produce this vitamin for the world, which you have to work on this and this area. And to bring out this and this work of this area is he made you angry because that was the order. Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks and communicates and orders us through midas. Midas is the codes. the good midas and bad midas, whatever it is. That's the ammunition and the tools and the faculties which the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to a man. So the first thing is you have to be boichen in the midas. You have to know who you are, what you are. And what are your bad midas, what are your good midas. You have to know what, how it reacts in order to know how to counteract. It's pshat is not the counteract, is the means to goal to liquidate the midas. No. The midas are the means to goal for the counteract. The task of you, of me, in this world is to be a oivet, to be a oivet Elohim, to serve Hashem. How does the, everyone has his own unique avoider? Every minute you have a different avoider. And how does Hashem order your avoider? So he has his message, his code. And what is his code system? Midas. And if you know those midas, and you see this midas act and this midas act, then you know exactly what the antidote was, the counteract. So you use the counteract. Well, Hashem, mission accomplished. That's what Hashem wanted. We usually, we're angry. Why was I born with this? And why was I born with this? And why this man is such a beautiful? I wish I would be like him. I wish I would be like him. It's not my fault. The mirror is the way Kodesh Baruch Hu communicates with you individually on an ongoing way, every day differently. Every day being affected by different mirror, by different way, a different combination. And if you research him, the mirror becomes a very important communication language with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which teaches you what to do. This is Achik and the Aleph. We should look in the te'elis, in the benefit of all the organism which we have. Also, every midah of the midas of man, the koichus nafshay, also the koichus hanefesh in a person. One of the most important, most neglected part of man is, I would say, the most, that's the most fundamental damage which man have. He doesn't know his koichus hanefesh. Most of us, we do not know the koichus hanefesh at all. Because a man doesn't know his koichus hanefesh, can't produce. He's underutilized. He's not even using 10% of his koichus hanefesh. And the more a person has koichus hanefesh, he doesn't know, more devastated he is, more void he feels, more emptiness he feels, the more he can't function. The more destructive he is in his own self. That causes depression. And when a person is naturally depressed, situation depresses him, most of the time, discover his koichus hanefesh and bring it, make it available, start polishing it, and it's, as it's being discovered, to start utilizing, depression goes away. Same thing, the low self-esteem, build up his self-esteem, everything has a fancy language, there, self-esteem. Mit koichus hanefesh, build up, develop his, not develop, discover, make him discover his own esteem, in his own koichus hanefesh. In the light of your seichel, which has to be nifchan. This is the first thing which you have to work on. Not the outside things, other elements. But
what's the koach hanefesh? Is that the good parts of the midos? Or good midos?
It's not midos. Koach hanefesh is not midos. It's koach hanefesh, to what extent capacity you have of power, the power of man. Koach hanefesh of man, but then what are you? Your energy. The energy, the capacity of the energy of man, the comprehension capacity, the mayor capacity, in everything, the dedication, the devotion capacity. We don't know that. It has never been bought, it's never been developed. We always live with the false. Research, first is Bechina. You make your own, first thing that you have to make, you make your own research. That's the first thing. You have to be Bechina, that's Shahara Bechina. You have to look in yourself, you have to develop yourself, and you have to evaluate yourself until you discover what you are. And then you have to go to third party, to a Rebbe, and ask him, tell me, how much can I demand for my, am I fooling myself, am I over exaggerating, whatever. This is the first, that's what the whole Perek HaMishi is, where do we start looking at which is the closest area which we have to be starting with? In the opposite, for the world will be interested in anything but not in yourself. People will run out, nature. What is nature? So start off with your own nature, start off with you. You looking nature, who is the you? Who is the me? Your midas, your avarim, your te'eros, your koichus nefesh. There's so many parts to you which is totally neglected, you don't even think about yourself at all. In other words, the bechina, the requirement of research starts with you. Know yourself in all aspects of what you have available to yourself. Then what vorim atzmi, then also to evaluate in yourself the essence of yourself, which is with you at all time, the mikri, and the coincidental things, which is not the part of yourself, but with Hashem itself commented. Why did Hashem gave you exactly these parents? Why Hashem gave you exactly these brothers and sisters? Why Hashem gave you to live exactly here? For instance, when you speak about yourself, it's Atzmim. When you see where you live, which chavrusa you got, that's Mikri. And that's a Mikri. So you have to always know, why did Hashem send me this exactly this chavrusa, this condition? Al Sheboy, which is in it. With Avoysa, and also his urges, his targets, with Tachos Sinyona, in the, what is the Tachos of this, or the temptations. Is Bomdeni, if you're going to stand Al Master Zachami Olam, all this element which is relevant to man, is Boilonu, it's going to be explained to us, Misod Olam Azeh, Harbe. If we're going to focus in the beginning on this element, as you just explained now, is that's going to explain to us Misod Olam Azeh, the great secret of this world, because it's close to him. You have to know, the more a man knows himself, and cares about himself, and works with himself, in those elements we just mentioned, don't think that you're only self-centered, you only care about yourself, and neglecting the whole world. Now, automatically, you will know all the same thing what's going on in the big world. Because you and the big world is a twin. You are Olam Koton. And this element which you discover in you, automatically discover in the big world. And to a certain extent, it is almost no limit to our midas, no limit to our multiple contradictive messages which we have in ourselves. And the more you know yourself, the more you will know somebody else. If you have a problem, and you come to me and say, please help me solve my problem, and you tell me, and I don't understand you, and I can't help you, it's only an evidence to prove that I can't help myself, I don't understand myself. Because if I finish my homework on me, it's almost not shy when you come, no matter with what your personal problem is, where there was not in my lifetime where I came across the same problem with me and understood you exactly. You know, when a man goes through a certain complicated disease in himself and feelings and all those things, and he went through and finally found the proper medicine and he found the cure and he got well. All of a sudden a friend comes and starts complaining and starts giving him complaints and gives him 2, 3, 4 sizes. I know exactly what it is, I know exactly what you feel, and exactly what you should do, and do you feel like this, do you feel like this, yes, how do you know? I went through the same thing. The fact that we cannot tell to our friends, I went through the same thing, says because you were not boyfriend yourself. Because most of the time, we really have a lot of duplication ourselves for different reasons, but usually, we are in different models, but it's the same engine, the same parts. And a mechanic has to know how to look into an Oldsmobile, to a Chevy, to a Chrysler, to a Cadillac, the same way. He has to be able to look in. There's cancer. I could only fix an Oldsmobile. That's what I was trained. We are all the same vehicle in different models. And I can't say, I don't know you as a model. And usually, if you were finished with a beginner, with yourself, as to the maximum as you can, automatically you could understand the whole world too. You could send the outside of you too, because the outside is a duplication of you for a different model, of course, even as different assignments. But the structure mechanism is the same, has the same problem of mirrors. His mirror system may be differently combined. He's a lesser of an angry, and has a more a depression part, your more excited part, but more, it's only different, the percentages, the combinations are maybe differently structured, but you have a different combination number to unlock your luck. But it's the same system. I have this number, you have that number, but it's the same system. So when you, the more you're going to know yourself, the more you're going to know the outside world. The more you're going to understand the outside world. And the more you're going to take yourself as under the microscope, the Atzmim and the Mikrim, the essence of yourself and also the circumstances which you could circumvent for yourself. The more you're going to understand also what's happening in the world, which is in the part of the world, the atmosphere of the world, and also the mikrim of the world. So every new event which comes up, immediately going to be able to realize what is the message to me, what is the world after. You could become a rabbi of this world in this respect. But if you don't know yourself, you totally neglect yourself, how can you teach somebody else? Further, I say the biggest psychologist is the one who is his own psychologist, who went through his own, and he works with himself. And he knows how to work with him, then he could help some others. He gives his own answers to somebody else. Kabbal Nesoyen. And if you see all these Chokmas of Sifrei Misr and all those things, always say, I speak to myself. He knew himself in his entire. Learn Ramchal, you see, Hadar Ramchal was the biggest psychologist in the world. He analyzed things that like he talks to you. I mean, I always said the statement when I learned Mesil Seshorim, Derech Hashem, Mesil Seshorim particularly, you know, how was a man 250 years ago living and talking to you so relevantly to every little detail, understanding you today, speaking to you today? I mean, living in Italy, living, who knows, totally away in Amsterdam, in Israel, 250 years ago, speaks to you that. The answer is because there's no change in Chodesh Tachlis HaShemesh. And the more he knew himself, the more he understood you. And he knew his Koichos HaNefesh, he knew all his part, all the midas, all the structure, and he worked with them and analyzed them and he counteracted them and and polished them. So of course every part which he talks to the smallest Jew, to the most distant person, to the most distant times. Because it's the same thing, you know, that the Rebbe Chaim Soloveitchik says. That if you know the Olam Kotel Torah, which is the model of the Olam Gadol, so then you know the Olam Gadol too. So therefore, when you sit and waste and spend all your times and all your focus in this, in you, automatically improving the world, you could help others too. In some chachomim said, philosophia. What is philosophy? What is philosophy? That's the biggest philosophy, man who knows himself. We're talking about Jewish philosophy, Torah philosophy, world philosophy. Philosophy. What is the philosophy? So the Chacham says, you know what the biggest philosopher is? The man who knows himself. He's the biggest philosopher. Let's allow me to say. Yediyas Masha Zacharim, you know, as we mentioned, explained, where the man knows himself. Kedesh Yakir HaBoyer, through that he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sal, Nesim HaChachma Boy. But the Nesim HaChachma, which is in the man, the more you know yourself, and then when you know yourself to the outmost, you get fascinated with the specialty of you. And that gives an indication what is Hashem, because you are Tzelem Elokim. Moshe Omer, like Eve said, Mipsori Echze Eloka. From my flesh, from my physics, I could see Hashem. I could get an idea and inspiration of seeing Hashem, in appreciating Hashem. From what? Looking at the researching at my own flesh, at my own combination, at my own complex, thing, me, what I am. Bekim Sheken, since this is the fact, Roy Loni Laskin, Nikol Masha Zachan, therefore we, says the Chayav Zoris, when we, from all these world elements, we should first mention only things in the beginning, which is Shechal Minyone Odom, anything which is related to man. Mat Mizor on a little bit, Mikolinyan, we can't take every part, and because you write a book, on a little bit from every part, Lohoyir, to wake up Hamisalim, those who try to look away. Al Mashuchayav Lezachratom, which we actually are required to remember continuously. Once I'm going to wake him up on the little bit, that's going to bring the man further to research, even which I had not mentioned. Chavisa says, I'm not going to make the full job for you, I'm just going to give a little indication for you, and I'm going to wake you up a little, put you on the track, and then go, do you continue the job? You be chayka further. Then he's going to be totally nichna, he's going to be subdued for the Creator, Aroif Chazdoi. To the great chesed which occurs with two way all of, to the great chesed and tov which occurs both of us continuously. If you're going to actually feel your deadness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an ongoing ways, the right chesed, the right tov, but this gadol hadoh osaloi, they say it's going to be great, the hadoh at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the more you know how much you're done to him, the more you hadoh you're going to give to Hashem. The David Melo says in Tilem, oitcho, I'm going to thank you al ki noirois, on the Neroes, on all the fearful thing, and all this wondrous thing. Nifloi Masecho, the wondrous deeds Hashem, Benafshi Yedas Moedim, my Nefesh knows it well. What does it mean, Nefesh knows well the great deeds of you, Hashem? Yes, the more you know your Nefesh, the more you know yourself, you recognize the great Nifloes and Neroes as a Kushbal Chudois. And therefore, the result will be, Oitcho, I gotta thank you. I will not deny myself from you. Beautiful words. Asher Iseisi, which you, I had been made with. See, the Melech says, Lo Nichat Otzmi, I will not deny myself from you. It means I will recognize myself with you, in you. I would recognize you in me. Take it as Sorry, Ezelakad, Tzelem Elokim. I will recognize you in me. But if you fail to recognize Hashem in you, you makhid, you are denying Hashem in you. So David says, I will not deny myself from you. Asher Seisi, which I had been made with. I'm at Senamakim. The Seiseru Kamti, in the hidden place, have been structured. The Tachtiya Soros, underneath the earth. Because Baruch created the Adam Rishon. Everything was put Bereshis in the Adama, in the earth. And Hashem said, Toitzer, Nasa Adam, says the Raman, earth, give out the man which I gave, like Toitzer, it's 8-3, Nefesh Chai Lamino. Says also man, you organized me, you structured me, you built me, but Achtir is Oret, down here. Roll me, my Goylem, my, how do you call Goylem, my raw material, it's actually not the raw material, the Goylem is also the full body, formulated body without life. Also Goylem says, you know, when you take mud, you formulate, you make a chal, it's called the Goylem. Golmi, Roy Enecho, your eyes had seen, you had made them. But Sifra Hukula Miko Sevu, and a new Sefer, all of them is inscribed in detail. It means a new Sefer Torah, Stako Barai Sabore Lomai. Because Boko looked in the Torah and he came to the world. It means the world is an offtake from the Torah. Now, if a piece of earth, a tree, is written in the Torah, Achas Kama Vakama, the Bechira Nibro, the special of the creation, which is man, and especially the Tzelem Elohim, which has a chayla, is a father, is one of the most crucial part of the Torah. It says, "Al Sifrecho, on your Sefer Kula Mikosevi, all of them are inscribed, is written there. Yomi Mitzoru V'loi Echad Behem. And days have been formulated, V'loi Echad Behem. And everyone, take it the other Shav, V'loi Echad Behem, the Kri is with Eloi Vitavov. It's written with the Aleph, but it's written with Tavov. It goes on Golmu. That every day, Veloi, Yomi Mitzori, all the days, times have been created, Veloi, and to him, Echod Behem. Every time is an Echod, is a complete unit, which is a total completion job that you have to formulate. Usually we tend to think the time is a preparation. You do things in order to accomplish certain things. There's a lot of waste of time. If you could have accomplished all this preparation, you could have saved so much time. There's no such a thing. There isn't a time where there isn't the echod in it. So therefore, the loy is a kri neksiv. The loy is the ksiv is with the aleph. You could live a life that no time is Hashem in it, and you could live every time that Hashem is always in it.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.